This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is your panic meter for the Dallas Cowboys? 877-881-1053 on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being obviously the least, like, hey, we're good. 10 being the most, as in, did you see the last game and what happened to Dak? 877-881-1053. What is your panic meter at? I saw this idea from Bleacher Report, and I didn't really like the way they did it. So I was like, we're going to do it differently. So on a scale of what I like the concept, on a scale of 1 to 10, Corey, Mike, where's y'all's panic at with the Cowboys?
Would Tolo's like optimism first or pessimism? If I said that word right.
I think
honesty, Mike.
Yeah, honesty. That's, I agree.
Well, I mean, this is all opinion. I don't know. My honest opinion is mine's an 8 out of 10 because I thought going into that New York game, the Cowboys were going to still win the division at like 7-9 or 8-8. Now I don't think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to go 5-11 or 6-10 for the season. So I think my panic is pretty high. I don't see, like, what Choppy's talking about, the Cowboys playing over 500 this year. Hey, if Dak wouldn't have got hurt, I still don't think they go over 500. So I think that they're more trending towards 8-8 or 7-9, which wins the division. That's the optimism part of this is if they can be two games better than my 5-11 or 6-10, they win the division. Now, that doesn't mean they're doing anything in the playoffs, but they do win the division. So that's the optimism of it. But my panic is 8 out of 10, and they don't make the playoffs, and they're a 5-11 or 6-10 team this year.
This is an interesting response from the 469. I'm a 1 on the panic scale. Panic is when things are unknown. I already know they suck. Wow. From the 817, quarterback concern is a 1. All other injuries an 8. From the 469, my panic level, I'm surprised at some of these answers, is a 1. I saw a better quarterback go in and play great. And wow. From the 512,
what?
A 2. I'm not tripping. Andy Dalton can play. I am stunned by that.
There's a lot of hate for. I understand, like, if you say Dak Prescott isn't going to lead us to a championship or Dak Prescott isn't a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. I'm really surprised. I'll just say surprised that people think that he's that bad of a quarterback. Corey?
Guys, I'm not panicked at all. And here's the reason why. In March, a pandemic started. Since then, Travis Frederick has retired. Offensive linemen have gone out for the entire season. 2 of your linebackers are on IR. Just all sorts of problems on your defense. There's no reason to panic. I mean, we're still, like, every time if I panicked every time something like this happened, do you understand where we would be, guys? I would be hiding under my desk instead of doing a radio show with you guys right now. I'd be freaking out right now, running around in the streets. You know what? I might. I just might, Kevin. I wouldn't make it if I panicked, though. I can't panic right now, Kevin. I cannot panic. It's not okay for me to panic at the moment. Do you understand me?
You sound panicked right now.
Yeah, you actually do.
I am probably a little panicked, but I've been trying to cover it up. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I've been trying to cover up my panic level.
Then just
with anger.
Just put your fingers in your ears and yell out blah 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 for the next 5 seconds.
That's how I want to feel.
My panic level is probably at a 9 because I'm not like, this shouldn't surprise people based on what we talked about at the very beginning of the season. Like, this team looked like it could be a Super Bowl contender, and I'm not usually sunshine and rainbows, and I cannot envision any conceivable way in which this team is good enough to, maybe good enough to make the playoffs out of this division, but good enough to make any noise in the playoffs. And that's why I'm at a 9, because I already think that the season is cooked, and that makes for where I want it to be, and that makes me sad and panicky.
Does this response from the Twitch chat give you guys any pause, or does this feel like it's indicative of a large portion of Cowboys fan base? Zero panic for me, more like indifference at this point. I'll still watch because I'm a diehard fan, but no expectations.
All right.
That's so, Jerry's biggest fear.
To that point,
I'm excited to keep watching CeeDee Lamb and see if Dalton and Lamb have a connection.
That would actually be really intriguing. But to your point, from the 940, the meter's at a 5. Why ask? It's the same story, different year. From the 636, I'm at a 5. I was at a 10 after the Cleveland loss, but now I'm assuming they're going to lose every game, and I will be pleasantly surprised if they win some.
I'm kind of at that, too. I know they're not going to lose all their games. They're not the New York Giants or New York Jets. But I'm kind of to that. I can't confidently say any game on the schedule, they're going to win that game. I just saw them play the New York Giants. When Dak took off running, what was the score? Was it right around a tie game, right?
It was a battle against one of the worst three teams in the NFL, and that's why I disagree with this. From the 940, I can't believe y'all think Andy Dalton is that bad. First of all, he's been a subpar quarterback for the last couple of years or couldn't get a starting job. It's been 3 years since he did anything in the NFL, so that's the start. But secondly, it has more to do with what I think of the Cowboys than Andy Dalton. The Cowboys were 1-3 and in a battle at home against one of the worst teams in the NFL when Dak got hurt. So even if you think that Andy Dalton is the same as Dak, which I do not, is this team has still got a tough road.
Yeah, their defense is so obliterated, and maybe adding Randy Gregory changes something. I don't know, man. Maybe Leighton Vander Esch changes the communication that was lacking when Jalen Smith kind of had to take on those responsibilities, or Joe Thomas. Maybe that changes a little bit. And maybe they're secondary. Maybe when Cheeto's back on the field, they have more guys that can cover, and Trayvon Diggs doesn't get exposed as often because for being a rookie. Anthony Brown was able to make a play in his first snap back. I mean, that was awesome to see, you know, Anthony Brown get out there and return one for a touchdown. But he didn't play great. But, you know, maybe some of the defensive things can be cleaned up. I wanted all those things to be cleaned up with Dak at the helm. I think that Andy Dalton can lead drives with this team. I think that they can put drives together, and I think they can score points. Will it be 40 burgers every night? No. That's what I was hoping for. I wanted 40 burgers all the time. But I think that Andy Dalton can keep things competitive. The Cowboys can run the ball, but their defense, that's going to depict everything, right? Like, that's going to depict how they do every single play, because if they're behind, because their defense puts them behind, then Andy Dalton's going to have to be out there chucking the ball all over the field again.
Can I ask Corey this question? I know the day that they signed Andy Dalton, you were really mad. Mm-hmm. Are you happy about that now? Are you still like, I just wish we would throw out DiNucci and just see if a young guy can play?
I think Andy Dalton's going to do just enough. And at the time also, I know I kept saying garbage and stuff, but if Andy Dalton had, or if Dak had gotten hurt, my plan was to scrap the season and go ahead and get some draft picks. I think Andy Dalton's going to be just good enough to keep you in the conversation of not being a top 10 pick. And that's one of the things where I probably would have been like, yeah, let's go ahead with this other guy and finish the season. I've seen this. I've seen how you can load up your team with talent whenever you're picking at the top of the draft. So that was kind of another part of what I didn't want. I didn't want a guy that was going to get us close enough to be in the playoffs and also far enough away from a really good pick.
Because at this point, if Dak got hurt, you were going to see him get hurt with like a 4-1 record, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, having Andy Dalton makes all the sense in the world because you look like one of the better teams in the NFL. You most certainly do not look like one of the better teams in the NFL now. And so I think Andy Dalton, because we talked about this at the beginning of the week, is he too good of a backup quarterback to kind of deter you from where you want to be? Because I think this team has 7-9, wins the division, and gets destroyed in the wild card round, written all over it.
I mean, the thing is, if they do go 7-9, which wins the division, I really believe that will. He's putting up 30 points a game. I just, unless you guys feel different, I feel like this defense,
no, I agree,
on Monday night's going to give up over 30 points. And maybe we turn the ball over and we can make excuses for the defense. Well, I mean, that turnover in that situation and punting out of the end zone, you know, they got the ball on our 40. So, but I mean, we can make excuses for it, but I feel like it's the worst defense. I guess it's not the worst. I need to see the other two that are worse than us. I remember watching the game, and they're like, Cowboys rank 30th in defense. And I was like, my God, what other two teams do I need to watch that look worse than this? And so I would just say, if they're going to go 7-9, it's going to be a heck of a year for Andy Dalton, because he's going to be averaging 30 points a game.
Then you and Kevin, somebody just said, I'm absolutely flabbergasted at how everyone has this much confidence in Andy Dalton.
Me too.
He got ran out of Cincy after a decade of mediocrity. That's fine. That division he was playing in also lends itself to being a mediocre team, if you're to being poor because of the really good teams in that division. This division is poor. And you can win enough games to be out of position in this division of a good playoff or good playoff seeding and a good draft pick. Like, that's if you end up in the playoffs because of how poor this division is, then you're going to be what, 19? Is that where you're picking?
Yep.
And if and being in the playoffs is not, that's not good for you if you're just going to get toasted out of the playoffs with Andy Dalton at the helm.
Isn't Andy, like, I feel fine all the Andy Dalton talk quite hilarious, because you've got two people, two sides coming at it, and I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, by and large, football folks looked at Andy Dalton as like the football Mendoza line, right? Like the Andy Dalton line was, if you have Andy, someone that's better than Andy Dalton, you need to keep him as a starting quarterback. If you have someone that's worse than Andy Dalton, you probably need to go get another person as a starting quarterback, which means that for a lot of people, he was viewed as like the lowest level starting quarterback that you need to stick with. So it feels like now we're doing this thing in hindsight where we're either overrating him or underrating him, when in all reality, he's probably just that, like the lowest quality starting quarterback that you can have and get out there and feel comfortable with. Is that fair?
That's the history of, I mean, just remembering on Andy Dalton. That, to me, you just described perfectly over the last 5 years what people have said about your quarterbacks. Is like, Andy Dalton is that borderline, I don't think we can win with him, but we can win enough to make the playoffs.
I honestly, like, I'm astonished at the revisionist history that is happening right now with Andy Dalton. And I'm sorry to turn this in another, continue down this path, but we're going to have to correct some of these things. He was a Pro Bowler. Y'all are being ridiculous. From the 2-1-4, he won 10 games every year. How is that mediocre? And all right.
He had the first pick last year.
Yeah, he just couldn't win a playoff game. First of all,
for 5 straight years.
Take a look at his stats in the playoffs. He had 1 touchdown and 6 interceptions to go along with 2 more fumbles. So he had 1 touchdown and 8 turnovers, all right?
In 5 playoff games?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he actually only had 4.
Oh.
But let's start with that. And then the idea that he made the Pro Bowl, cool. Anybody can make the Pro Bowl. And if you really believe in the Pro Bowl, which they just canceled because it's so inconsequential, he last made the Pro Bowl 4 years ago. Now, to this idea that he won 10 games every single year. He was the primary starter last year. They went 2-14.
Didn't he break his wrist?
They went back and forth between him and Finley, right?
He still played 13 games last year.
Okay.
He played 11 the year before. They were 6-10. He played the whole season the year before. They were 7-9. He played the whole season the year before. They were 6-9-1. So stop with this nonsense about what happened at the beginning of the decade. I get it. The first 5 years of this decade or the last decade, if you want to be like, Andy Dalton was pretty good. Cool. That was 5 years ago. What the hell are we talking about?
Alden
he hasn't
Smith.
Been good since Dak came into the league.
His best year, he threw 20 interceptions, by the way. Like, that was his best season as a quarterback. He had 4,200 yards and 33 touchdowns. That was his best season through 20 picks.
And, Corey, to your point, hey, cornerbacks drop balls all the time. That's why they're cornerbacks and not wide receivers. He threw an interception this last game. If you remember, there was a play where he threw it to Amari Cooper where Cooper was kind of standing still and a guy jumped the route.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, my, thank God he dropped that. And maybe Amari Cooper got a hand on it to bat it down from the guy who was about to have a pick six. And I'm not saying that's going to happen all the time, but Andy Dalton's history, what you just pointed out, Corey, expect him to throw an interception every game. That's about what he, in his career, he's going to throw an interception. Hopefully it's down the field. You're throwing a 40-yard bomb and it gets picked off and there's no return. But there's probably going to be some where he throws where it's a standstill throw and the guy picks at a linebacker or a cornerback and it's an easy jog to the end zone. And I'm not saying he's horrible. He is a great backup quarterback. But we're playing the rest of the season with a backup quarterback.
I am honestly astonished at the continued responses, and people are like, okay, I'll try to rattle off several of these. Dak played the whole last year and he was 8-8, which makes him six games better than what Andy Dalton was last year. All right. Cincinnati had a Dallas defense last year from the 8-1-7, and they were the worst team in the league. Like, I think you're missing the point. This is not just to bash Andy Dalton. It's to bash all the people who are saying that Andy Dalton is an upgrade over Dak Prescott. Like, I find that to be preposterous. And even if he was, like, a slight upgrade, that gets you where? You're 2-3. That gets you where? 8-8 and crushed in the playoffs? Like, what are we doing here?
2-3 and we're almost averaging 40 points a game.
Mike, to go to that point, because his quarterback record, 2-11 last year.
Okay.
5-6 the year before, right, Kevin? You said he's probably going to throw an interception every game.
Like, well, yeah, one a game.
In 2019, he threw 14 in 13 games. And in 2018, he threw 11 in 11 games. So pretty much every game, there was a pick that you had to deal with. And you know what? Dak was having that kind of year this year. There were turnover problems. But yeah, Kevin, to go to that point, there's no way he's an upgrade over Dak Prescott.
From the 254, people are stuck on Dalton's senior season at TCU. Well, as long as you know that that didn't come in the Big 12, right? Yeah. You should.
Because a guy getting paid about $10 million spent 5 minutes this morning talking about how he dominated the Big 12 for 2 years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.